What I'd like to discuss with you today is the polar bear. As I already mentioned on Tuesday, polar bears only live in the Arctic, primarily in northern Canada, northern Russia, and Alaska. If, for example, you are in southern Canada, you won't see any of these bears. Now, you're probably aware that the Arctic is an extremely harsh environment and one of the coldest places on Earth. But let me remind you of what it's really like in the Arctic, especially in late December or early January. The temperature frequently drops below minus 40 degrees centigrade and sometimes gets even colder. Combine that with strong winds, little or no sunlight, and very little vegetation, and what you get is an environment in which very few species are capable of surviving. The polar bear, however, thrives in this kind of environment. The polar bear spends his time roaming throughout the Arctic, walking on land and ice, swimming in freezing seawater, and floating on sheets of ice while looking for seals, fish, and other food. Their favorite food is seals, which they find along the edges of the ice, in holes in the ice, and under cracks in the ice. Polar bears are much bigger than the brown and black bears. In fact, they're huge. They weigh up to 720 kilograms, and they're designed to survive in their environment. They have very thick, white fur, which helps them hide in the snow and ice and overcome the extreme cold. Polar bears are also strong swimmers. They have large front paws that amazingly allow them to swim a few hundred kilometers from land. Despite their impressiveness, polar bears, unlike black bears, are an endangered species. This is a result of global warming, which will be the topic of our next film. The Arctic is becoming too warm for the bears. The ice I just mentioned to you is now disappearing. It breaks up much earlier in the spring, and now it's a lot further from land. Ice thickness in the Arctic has decreased by 40% in the last 30 years, and some scientists predict that the Arctic basin might not have any ice in another 50 years. For polar bears, this is terrible. Ice is essential to their existence. Less ice means fewer seals and less food. Polar bears do their hunting in the winter, but because the winter is getting shorter and because the ice is disappearing earlier, they have less time to restore their fat. In the summer, they're forced to remain on land for longer periods of time, and during that time, they live off the fat stored in their bodies. 30 years ago, they spent just over 3 months on land. Now it's almost 4 months. This reduces their strength and energy. With less ice, polar bears must swim further to reach it. This further reduces their strength and energy. These circumstances have steadily decreased the bear population over the last 30 years.
Question 22. Where can we see polar bears according to the lecture? Question 23. What can we learn about polar bears? Question 24. What made polar bears become endangered? Question 25. What will happen if there is less ice in the Arctic?